The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm trying to give me the initials of the singer.
MK.
Ultra.
No, from Greenville, South Carolina. He played Bonnaroo for the first night, then it got canceled.
Oh, God.
He was good, too. He was damn good.
Miles Kennedy.
No.
He
played with Luke Combs after his set, and he had a good set.
Oh, too. I hate myself right now. I see him.
He had a real good set.
Just go ahead and say it.
Marcus King.
That's right. Damn.
Which I'm going to tell you, if you look at him, it don't look like he's got the stamina to be up there, but that sucker can play, man.
Isn't it crazy when he's like Billy Strings? You ever seen him?
He lost weight.
They're all doing it.
Yep.
But like Billy good. Strings, yeah, it doesn't look like that should be able to come out of that body.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's just like
deep voice.
No, it's just the soul, and then the way he plays the guitar, and he's like, I don't know. It's just like you it goes back to judging books. I don't know how often you've done that. I don't go and Walden books with my arms crossed like these stupid books. I'm just sitting here. That's why they don't have
Have a million books in here.
That's why they don't have a bookstore in Planet Fitness. Because you can't go in there and judge them.
No. And it would be just about working out anyway.
Right.
But if they started Lynyrd Skynyrd right now, you know, like from the beginning, yeah. Marcus King would be the first dude they called.
For sure.
He's got that look.
Yeah. That look where
Southern.
You do drugs, don't you? You do. You do drugs.
You're from the South.
You do drugs.
Do?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's nice right there. That's nice. That's nice.
He's really good.
You know what's crazy also is at the beginning, I thought it was I can't think of her name either. Elle King.
Schneider's daughter.
Rob Schneider's daughter.
Freaking Schneider.
Yeah. She's got one of them voices like... what's the other lady? Janis Joplin. God bless.
What a talent.
Wow, man.
Yeah, and I hate giving her credit.
Why?
Because it's Schneider's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well
she
can't
help.
Well,
they're kind of estranged. You don't think they were.
Are they?
I thought they were.
Not really. They made up.
Oh, damn it.
What the was that?
Oh, so if they were estranged.
No wonder they kicked you out of the news. Coming in today, Rob Schneider and his daughter, Elle King, are estranged. Wait a minute. No, they're not. They're back together. All right. Over to you. Weather?
No, they just kind of...
swayed. He probably distanced himself when she was drunk.
He remarried other people, you know. And
he remarried other people?
Yeah.
Oh, not her mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So that kind of happens, then later on in life.
I don't foresee ever, you know, making amends with Schneider, but I guess I'm glad she did.
He would have to come in here and apologize.
I interviewed him, and he was very nice.
Well, you know, we're different people.
Then what is it with us? Something about us. Rob Schneider, CM Punk, there have been others.
New Day that day, they were dicks. And they were like, again, on TV. That's what when you come in here, I'm judging you as the character you are on TV as a wrestler. So if you're a good guy on TV, I imagine you're going to be a good guy in here. Or vice versa. I'm going to play up to the fact you're a bad guy. Both of those reverse roles that day.
Really?
Well, New Day made fun of us because, you know, we're self-admitted smart marks. We're dropping some lingo here and there, and they're like clowning us in front of us.
And the one, Consequences Creed, I can't remember his other gimmick name. I was like, he didn't want it to be talked about that he went to Furman. It's like, dude, that's huge here. Do you not understand? This is the correlation here. Yep. He just kind of like wanted to breeze past it. It's like, you don't want to show everybody you're educated as hell and went to Furman?
Like, you want to do your little bit. You come in here, yell,
play
whatever,
your trumpet, man. Do your little thing.
Do your thing.
Do your little thing.
God, who is it?
Who is what?
I can't think of the name now. It's going to drive me nuts. He and Kofi Kingston had the titles for a little bit.
Xavier Woods.
That's who it was. Yeah, up, down, down.
I just had to close my eyes.
Yeah, that was not good.
They don't do that anymore because Big E is retired. He broke his neck.
Plus, when they get into the hall after that interview, our boss is talking to him about Iowa because he's from there, and then Big E played football there, and he was kind of cool with him. I'm like, okay. Well, I guess you don't have to be like, you know, you got to be off the mic to be cool.
I don't know. Those guys, I think they – most of them have told us they prefer when they come in to an interview and the guys like know the business in a way. We were not.
Oh, man. CM Punk threatened with violence. Schneider doesn't even get through the door. That whole thing fell apart.
That was a misunderstanding.
That was ego is what that was. And it wasn't ours either. It was 3 minutes. Backstory. He was back at the old studio. Rob Snyder coming into Greenville to perform at, I think, Comedy Zone or something. And literally 3 minutes.
He was talking to people late, in the hall.
9:03, he decides to bounce.
After talking to people in the hall.
What a
I'm like,
and just
supposed to be in here talking to us.
He's like, I'm a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. It's like, well, we gonna stay 3 minutes longer. It ain't like you losing anyway. God bless America. give me a freaking
I know what you mean.
I know.
It's such a wild card.
It is a wild card.
Like I've had people reach out on X, like we know that Mick Foley's in town, but you know that we tried, and we just didn't come together really. That would have been good to, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
It's not like we don't know.
Yeah, and it's not like I'm full of myself, but I'm not going to, like, beg somebody to come on our show to help them make more money.
No.
I'm just not.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Like, no. I would. The only. It's the trade off, right? Like, when you would watch The Tonight Show or Letterman or whatever. Any itty whatever show, podcast even, they're not on there just to go talk to Rogan. They're not on there to go talk to Letterman. They're not on there just to buddy up. They got something they're pushing. Yep. But the exchange is Letterman would get ratings because Madonna or Drew Barrymore showed her boobs to him or whatever. Like, that was the change off. She got to promote E.T. 2 or whatever movie it was. And whatever.
I'd love it.
And then he got ratings. And then, but like, it's like I will go to my grave saying that we are the reason, ouch, microphone, we are the reason why WWE Raw did not sell out at the Bonscore Wellness Arena, because they did not buy advertising this time, because they were like, Greenville is a wrestling city.
What are you doing, Paul?
Well, even their number one show is talking about wrestling all the time. I bet today they'll do it for 40 minutes. And then it's one of three this entire year that did not sell out.
We're always good, too. We know what we're talking about.
Bring in the champions in here and blah, blah, blah.
Sign the wall. Bring your ass in here and sign the wall.
That particular week, we didn't talk wrestling at all. We just ignored it.
I didn't even watch it.
Aha. That's what you get.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll learn, Paul.
Also, if you want to get in on this, we're going to try it at least one time. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're doing the mail sack, but we're also doing special little shots of something called heat mails.
Oh, boy.
These are emails that have been in the email folder, whatever the hell. What do you call that?
The coffer, I guess you could call it. The folder's good, though.
Where they've been, like, really ripping one of us apart. And rather than... me, the messenger, being killed. If the email is about you, you will have to read the email. It's a heat mail.
This is like some accountability.
They're not that bad. They're not that bad. I mean, the ones about y'all, I totally agree with. All right.
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, you picked a good day to do it.
He probably wrote them.
No. They come through. I don't have access to our email.
Fat boy, wish I didn't.
I do not. He only has the password. Not me. I don't want to ever be called out on that kind of crap.
God dang it.
Well,
and
I don't think you do it
either. It's just
easy
for you to pass it off, and I got to do it.
Well, you already know that some of these are about you. That's why you feel that way. All right, morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
This one email. Oh, good morning. I did that for real. I did not know. Well, I'm glad I didn't start with like an S or an F or something like that.
Wow.
You should give me some kind of sign like, we live, man. You
give a little, just like, I thought the rejoin would do that, but I'll throw a hand up.
I want both hands up. I want you to sway side to side and go, like, I believe in Mark Hendricks.
Like we on a coaster.
Smart Hendricks. Like you're on a roller coaster.
Something to pep you up a little bit.
I need something. Give me like a good old, I'll go sentimental. Give me a hey baby, would you?
Hey baby.
Oh, hey mama. I see.
Break you off a little hey baby.
I need to figure out how I can tell my smart speaker at home that starts with an A word to like do that. It'd be like, you just walk through the house, you know, like, Hey, A-word, give me a hey, baby. Hey, A-word. That would be nice. Actually, give me...
Hey, ass lips, give me a hey, baby. Like, is that the one?
No, I don't have ass lips.
Well, it's the knockoff version.
I've hey, got the Alan. One that...
It responds, what you want, man.
You know, did I tell you this? I looked it up one time. You can rename them.
Really?
Yeah.
Will it answer to it, though?
It's got a, God, I wish I had the information handy. It was, there's some, like, if for whatever reason you hate women.
Yeah.
Like, there's a male kind of version of it that you can rename it. I don't think you can just
name it
yourself. Like,
hey, poo-poo.
Hey, dickhead. What's the weather today?
Man, I don't know. It's going to be hot. Man, what you want?
Sometimes some of your dads would be answering you if you said that.
That's great.
Oh, what if we got a new product called Yo Ghetto? If you talk to them, like,
I'd love
we're
that.
Not the ones to bring it to market.
I know. Let me give somebody else the idea and then they'll bring it.
No.
Yo Ghetto, what's the weather?
Damn, I wish I could find this.
I don't know.
How do I call it? I don't know. It would take forever to find it. That would be nice if you could order like that, like a coffee. Like when they go to, I tell you, first off, I ain't against paying, a chunk of change for nice coffee. Good coffee, not like any kind of like brand or whatever. And I'm not like a woman or a gay man who walks around holding it in the air for you to see. They have a coffee.
It's one that's going to last for a little bit.
I'm carrying it like I'm the Statue of Liberty. I have a coffee.
Oh, look, everybody.
I have a frozen caramel macchiato with two espressos or cappuccinos or whatever that song was.
Coffee to me. I love it.
Yeah.
I've got an animal style coffee.
Can I get, Fat Boy, can I get three? I really need it today. Can you give me three hey babies and a more than just my armpit stink?
Coming up.
For you. Hey baby.
Hey.
Hey baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey baby.
Okay.
More than just my armpit stink.
Ooh. Oh, yes. That's what I needed today.
Let's see if I can set the
Paige is behind me in line. Paige, I'm not paying it forward, by the way, just so you know.
That's okay.
It's busy in here,
probably
man. There's
getting
a lot of people.
The same thing that you got. That's
you,
okay.
Wait a minute. Holy crap, you have ambiance music.
Oh, yeah. You got to at Fat Boy's coffee shop.
Oh, it's no, it's...
An Emporium.
I'd like a coffee, please.
It rhymes with Starbucks. We just can't say it on the radio. It's offensive.
They okay. Can't do it.
It's Scar.
Oh, like the old Nintendo 64 game.
Yes, that's what it is.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Of course, you know, my employees don't show up.
It's only the boy working.
I'm running it by myself.
Sometimes you want a regular coffee. Sometimes you want a couple shots of espresso or cappuccino or whatever the hell that song was. Like, I don't even drink that much coffee. I really, really don't.
We got specials.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about your specials.
Well, we got a discount of...
You being bad, man. You being bad.
Oh, my God.
And if you order two Stone Colds...
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
You'll get a shot of this right here.
You heard right stuff.
Oh, my God. You heard right stuff.
Wow.
Only for $34.99.
This is a nightmare.
Do you need me to pull ahead? Oh, they don't make you do that there. We're inside.
Yeah, we're inside.
All right, I'm going to step over here to the gift shop area where you try to sell me CDs.
Please.
All right, Paige, you're next.
Go to the gift shop, order.
Yes. Paige, if you're asking me, I would order the Gale. I heard that's really good.
Yeah, but I want the Gale iced.
Hit her with a shot of an iced Gale.
I want an iced Gale.
You want an iced Gale? Let's see if we...
Gale!
Fat-free, sugar-free, iced Gale.
It's not available sugar-free.
Yes,
I have sugar. I have to. You can't get it sugar free.
Did you say you wanted a shot of Bebe by chance?
Can you give me? Oh my God, Paige!
Yes.
One more recommendation. I've already ordered my three hey babies and my more than just my armpit stink.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to order an additional, I would go with the. Have you eaten breakfast yet?
No.
Try the. You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Can I get a wrap?
That's on special, too.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's good, too.
I want an egg wrap.
Ma'am, we noticed you were...
What else is on the menu?
Oh, we got one of these just for Monday.
I ain't got no pennies.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got no pennies.
Oh, man.
And another Monday special.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
What is that?
Whoa, who's that hoe?
What? Did you just call yourself a hoe or a hoe? What was that?
What did she say? It was one or the other.
Who's that hole?
Who's that hole?
She was about to call herself an a-hole, wasn't you? You should just shorten it to hole.
Between
it
would have
been better
hole.
If you just went ass, Paige. That's
I'm always ready for the weekend.
What is that from? Is that from a movie?
That was from I heard that this morning, last week, actually.
You heard just, that this morning, last week.
Well, this morning we played last week's on the rewind.
Crying.
And Paige was talking to our buddy Chris in Lenore City, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, "You ready for the weekend?" She said,
"I'm always ready for the weekend."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got to write something on the cup. Let me
You stupid bitch.
Oh, no. Yours ready. That's on yours, Paige. Yours is ready.
We have an order for...
You stupid bitch.
Paige, your order, please.
Please.
Is mine ready yet?
The counter is back.
Let's see what he's going to call mine.
Let's see.
Is mine ready yet, sir?
We'll call yours. We'll just call you this
one. You're being bad, Mammy. You're being bad.
Oh, that's me.
That's great.
Oh. That's the breakfast alarm, folks. Breakfast is only good for 10 more minutes.
We burn those so fast. Yeah. I sometimes forget, like, what all is. I mean, you have a big menu over there.
Did you drop something in the tip jar? Did I see that?
I did.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I like it.
I'll give you.
Can I tell you real quick about our football specials for football season?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Throwing touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
It's a big, it's a coffee cup shaped like a football. And it's got black coffee and one creamer.
Ew.
It's called
Throwing Touchdowns.
And if you come in here, I ain't got no panties on. Ain't got no panties on. You'll get half off.
You stupid bitch.
That's the key word you got to order with.
Do it every day.
You're speaking too loud. Background people really don't talk in movies. Did you know that? They're over there just moving their lips and they're not talking. They add the background music later because if they talked on camera, they would have to get paid as a voice actor, so they're only background actors. So when they're back there talking, they're not talking. They're moving their lips. The ambiance is added later. I didn't know that till recently.
Hey, what,
sir?
What is? Hey, are you two dudes hooking up in the corner? It's breakfast.
You heard right, stud.
Come on, man.
Two dudes.
What are you doing? I'm closing up early.
Yeah, his coffee sucks.
Somebody does in the corner over there.
Yeah, you hole.
What was that?
I don't know. Are you talking about the band with Courtney Love, or are you calling yourself a bad word? Who's that hole?
Oh, who's that hole? Oh, I'm crying.
I did not even. So crazy. That was from last week's show. God, that goes to show you.
It's like, one little drop, man.
You're in here, and you hear it. And
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Oh. Yeah. You know, what an interesting take, Paige.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's, you know.
We'll never go away.
You took that time to express that, and it lives on now forever. Such a bold statement.
That I'm always ready for the weekend?
Is that what she said?
I believe she did.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
That's just a little...
Bold.
That's the limited menu we're working with right now.
Okay.
When the store expands, we'll expand the menu.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Paige always ready for the weekend.
Yeah. I'm always ready for the weekend.
How does it feel? Most people dread it, Paige.
I like it.
But she's ready for it.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
More than just my armpit stink?
More than just my armpit stink.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot this one. This is our motto.
There is something missing.
It's our motto. We're supposed to say it to you when you come in the door. I apologize, but here at...
I'm going to pump you good.
All right.
We make sure your order is dead on.
Give me a couple pumps.
You want a couple pumps? Yeah, I'll give you a couple pumps.
I'm going to pump you good.
You heard right, stud.
Oh, you went with the special $3 bill edition.
Hey, what can I get for one jug buck?
You got a jug buck?
I got one jug buck.
What could you get for a jug buck? Let's see. You can get one of these.
Bye, baby, bye.
Okay, it's not just a dollar. Get the hell out of here.
Bye, baby, bye.
Paige, you hole. What's up in the what's up in the hole lines?
You hole.
Who's that hole? Is a sound drop. A new sound drop. Who's that hole?
I'm going to get it now.
It's so good.
She said it. It's that hole.
Oh, we're going to find out what caused the stampede after a Beyonce concert.
Give me a hoodie.
Talk about love and sex. All that more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
Love and sex. Yeah. Can they exist at the same time?
Uh-oh. It's a Sinatra song, right? Okay. Love and sex.
Love and marriage, you dummy.
That's what
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, guys.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Do we have it? Do we have it? Do we have it? Do we have it?
Whoa, who's that hoe?
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what? It's going to get it real quick.
I don't know why I said that.
Hey, that hoe.
Whoa, who's that hoe?
Oh, man. I'm thinking of the Madonna parody. Who's that hoe? Come on, Dan.
Do it up, Dan.
I corrected myself from saying a bad word. That's why it came
out.
I'm
glad
like
you
that.
Did.
Okay.
It will live forever.
Well,
it really
we
will.
Begin with this. We got to talk about what happened in Atlanta, where a girl.
Atlanta.
She was dramatically reacting to an insect.
Oh,
and the
okay.
stampede broke out on an escalator at an Atlanta train station.
Oh, terrible place to be.
As fans were leaving a Beyoncé concert.
Even worse. You get a bunch of ladies in there that are like, all, I don't need no man. Get out of here.
Atlanta.
We're single ladies.
Oh, single ladies.
Put your hands up. Let's fight.
All right, so 11 people were injured, and it reportedly started when someone screamed because they saw a bug. A bug.
Well, I don't want to play that one, please. A bug?
So one person suffered a broken ankle, and seven others were transported to the hospital with cuts and scrapes.
Cuts and scrapes.
All
okay.
because of a bug.
Bug. Do we know what kind? Was it a
I'm looking to see if, it, you know, what kind of, but it doesn't say.
No, I thought there was an incident earlier because I guess, you know, like Beyonce and whoever else will go to a city and play like 3 or 4 shows.
Yeah.
Stay for a few days. So remember in Atlanta, they said that that's where her new music got stolen. Oh, I saw he's just driving around. That's not her. This is with her new music. Just like in a car in Atlanta. Part of her show, of course, but they just have her new music and it just.
Well, we're like.
Somebody takes it.
Because the way music is now, like. Intangible, like where else would it be? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like it could be on a hard drive or something.
It was on the computer that was stolen, but I don't know why she didn't have it. She just
why
gave
isn't there a cloud or something that they could just?
Why would anybody else but her have her new music?
Yeah,
and they're just riding around with it in the car that got broken into in Atlanta.
Was it another Destiny's Children that maybe did that to her?
I don't think so.
Kelly,
was
Kelly?
You never know.
Kelly Rowland. I don't remember the third one. It was the third one, right?
Yeah, which one? We met Kelly. She
we
was
met
here.
Kelly.
She was nice. Who was the third one?
Kelly Rowland. I thought she was related to Steve Rowland. You know him?
Or
my
Mark.
Man Steve Rowland.
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah, I can't
who's
remember.
Who's the third one?
I don't know. There was
Paige, you're a woman.
Yeah, you should know this.
They're women.
You're a single lady.
I don't.
I'll look.
I don't know Kelly, but I forgot the third one.
Yeah.
I'll look it up, but I don't want to because I try to remember.
Is it Spinderella? No, I'm thinking of Salt and Pepper now.
Think of Tom Queefer?
No, that's Kiefer.
Who was the third Destiny child?
Who was? It's the children.
Michelle Williams.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh.
She's an actress,
famous.
Though.
No, it's a different. There's a couple of different Michelle Williamses. You must not know about me. Because I'm so-and-so with the good hair.
You must not know me.
Yeah, this is a lot of just. That's a whole culture into itself.
Yeah, it's like. It's like going to like a Carrie Underwood show. Like, there's going to be some anti-man talk here tonight.
Yeah, or like she's one of those entities where it's just like all her, like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
There's lingo. There's a like a style to it. You know, all
is
the songs.
Is she just Carrie? I mean, could you just say, I feel like if you said Carrie now, you would either, old people would think you're talking about the girl with the spinny head throwing up everywhere. Or no, the blood, rather. Remember Carrie, the movie?
Yeah.
Or they would be thinking about, what's the other Carrie? Carrie. Carrie on My Wayward Son by Kansas.
Oh, here's that one, too.
Carrie. Scary Carrie.
Yeah.
I can't think of any
Carrie.
More Carrie. Dang it. If you just ring-a-fired me with Carrie's.
Uh-huh.
I don't have one.
Well, Carrie Kittles.
Carrie Kittles, yeah. Damn it. Villanova.
Drew Carey.
Nova, Drew the Carey. Show.
It won't stop.
Okay. All right, then.
Drew Carey. Mary Carey. Big hootered porn star.
Well, do you know that there's going to be an unauthorized biography of from Gwyneth Paltrow?
Unauthorized?
Yes. And in this.
How is that legal?
Harrison Nuts.
Harrison Nuts. This,
yeah, like, how is it legal? It becomes slander at some point.
I don't know how they do the the documentaries.
And how they know all this stuff, you know. So according to this biography, they're saying that Gwyneth Paltrow claims that when she was dating Ben Affleck, she used to love a certain sex act, one that mimics what it looks like to make a cup of Earl Grey tea.
What was it?
Earl Grey tea.
I know what it is. Let me see if she'll say it.
Can she say it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you know what it is?
No, what is it?
I don't want to say it because I want you to say it, so I'll write it down.
Okay, I'm not looking.
All right.
It must be like having a accent or umlaut or whatever over like some kind of Frenchy word or something. Like the word bougie doesn't look the way it should be bougie.
That's it.
What is it? What's it say? Say it, Paige.
See if she'll say it.
In the way you wrote it.
Yeah.
Teabagged.
That's what she likes. That's the act.
Yeah. The way you wrote it. Teabagged.
I don't know if you know anything about Affleck, but he's working with a lot.
How do you know?
Because he was naked in the... What's the movie where his wife disappears? She actually fakes her own disappearance and blames it on him.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Because that was a big deal when the movie came out that he was going to be naked in it.
But it wasn't a prosthetic?
No, Jennifer Garner said he's really, like, hung.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah.
So he's working with, I mean, imagine trying to dodge big, like, bowling balls, you know, coming at you. She's into it, though. You think other people with some sense would try to move out of the way.
God, I want to ask a personal question now, but I'm not going to. I'm not. Nope.
I want more.
You ever been teabagged?
Probably. He ain't talking to you.
He's talking to you. He probably has too.
Yeah, he didn't wake up the whole time. His forehead was very cold too. I thought he was dead.
Do you prefer the eye goggles from Vietnam? No, that's not it.
Venetian eye goggles. That's what Peyton Manning gives up.
Wait a minute. What are Vietnamese eye goggles?
I don't know. They need eye goggles.
This is the way I'm seeing it. It's not very fun.
Somebody help me.
Why do the Venetians make the best blinds? I'll never understand that. I'll never understand it.
What are Venetians?
They come from Venetia.
What? I don't know what people are. Are they Italian?
I don't know. It's probably one of them countries they changed the name of. Like you used to could say, you know.
Do they hang down or do they go to the side?
Venetians are those that, like, when you walk by, they'll just move.
I just can't.
Venetian were Vietnamese eye goggles.
Venetian eye goggles, Venetian blinds. I don't know the Vietnamese.
They did not. It's from Italy.
Venetian
people are from where?
Oh man, like, this is a good question.
Yeah, they're from Italy, a city in northeastern Italy called Veneto, or the Veneto region.
See, yeah, because there was this off-brand clothes that my family would wear. It's called Venesia. And I was like, it was from Kmart or whatever. And I was like, the hell? And I looked at it somewhere over in Italy, too. But that was like, what happened? You used to get cheap clothes from Italy. Now it's all expensive. All cheap clothes come from the Orient. Can you still say that?
Yeah.
Your carpet's awesome.
Dude, this isn't even a bad thing. Vietnamese eye goggles, it was a type of night vision used in the Vietnam War.
Are you?
They had a red phosphor mechanism and diachronine lenses. I don't know what that means.
You probably said it wrong.
Oh, so you can see
so
it.
So it's like night vision.
Pretty much, yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Oh, they caused hallucinations and distorted images, leading to the belief that soldiers were seeing demons and other supernatural.
Oh, God.
What?
My God. They were doing a psyop on their own guys?
These were Vietnamese eye goggles. That's what it's... Oh, my God.
So it has nothing to do with testicles.
This is one of the first generation of night vision devices.
So they used can an see around system. Walking in the dark.
It's like...
They're called demon goggles.
Remember how
creep
we used
up
to...
on people.
When we would have golf tournaments, we'd have the drunk glasses people would put on and try to hit their drive. And it's those glasses that make you feel like you're drunk. Just what it does to your vision. Boy, when you take those off, it still messes with you. Like, not, I didn't see demons or nothing, but I felt drunk. And I wasn't. Yeah,
I think I stumbled upon something here, because I was just trying to be funny. Like Vietnamese eye goggles, I thought were like, you know, balls to the eyes, but these are like real glasses.
So look up Vietnam blinds.
God, is that going to be something different?
I don't know.
I'm afraid to look now.
Do they make Oriental goggles?
I'm sure they do.
You know, Afghans were not even from Afghanistan, Paige.
Mm-mm. They weren't. They were blankets with holes in them.
My grandma made them. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paige. That was, that was awful. What I'm some sorry. Would call wonderful. When we come back, it's not going to all be heat mails. We got some emails that are ripping, it's not maybe even everyone, but some of us apart. And it's weird if I read them. So if it's about you, you will read the heat mail. But there's some regular email too.
Oh, good. Good mix.
We're doing that on the mail second. That starts here in a minute. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.